Thanks for listening to the Koi Pond on Podcast One.
Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
Tons of amenities. Like that?
That's
just off the top.
I like that as a chorus.
If we keep eating too much sweets, we gonna get diabetes.
Ooh, diabetes. 1, 2, 3. Especially this guy's name, C-H-A-S-E.
Ooh.
C-H-A-S-E gonna eat some sweets. He gonna lose his feet. Ooh. You know why? Because he gonna have
the diabetes. That's just what happens, bro.
Yeah.
Don't act like you don't. Yeah, that's what I don't like the most about you. What? You know that, right?
What?
Like, okay, I offered cookies to everybody.
Right.
And then, and Kaylin goes, I don't like sweets, so I don't really want cookies. And then Dre, everyone knows Dre has diabetes. He's had it for how long now, Dre?
35 years.
I'm sorry, man. I didn't know that you had.
Well,
that
that's why, like, when you say stuff like that and you're trying to be funny, like, know your environment.
No, he doesn't look. You don't. I
know he's very good looking. He's very strong. He's in shape.
You wouldn't know, right?
You wouldn't know.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know that he
hides it well.
He hides it.
I'm going.
How do you hide it well? How do you hide it well? Can you hide that well?
Just looking like in shape. Some people hide shit where.
Tell me, Dre doesn't look like a Greek god.
He looks like a Greek god.
Oh my god,
I doubt that.
If you'd have told me Magic Johnson had something, I wouldn't have believed you. That guy looks great.
He doesn't have anything. You think he has something?
I thought he had something.
No, it's gone.
He had something.
He had it, but it's gone.
It's gone.
Shit is gone, bro.
It's done.
Like magic, it's gone.
Look, voila.
Voila.
Gone.
I love that guy, by the way.
He's great.
That's pretty amazing, actually, if you think about it.
That's really amazing.
How scared were you when you got that news, when that news came in?
He got it?
Yeah.
Well, one, I cried. I was just really sad.
You didn't get scared, like?
Oh, that anyone could get it?
Yeah.
I think that was just society. People were ignorant. They didn't understand it.
He just didn't seem like the guy that would get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was weird.
We haven't started yet, right?
No.
I mean, I've been recording this all anyway, but we never
opened. Are we recording?
Oh, we've been recording
Keep it in there.
Yeah, we can, but we didn't get any clear. I just started recording.
It's not mean.
When you guys were rapping about amenities.
Huh?
I just turned it on.
Thanks, Kaylin. You just ruined a
beautiful I had to make sure we were all on the same page here.
What were you saying?
Magic Johnson.
Man Johnson.
But you said it's not me? What'd you say?
We're just being real.
Not at all were we being mean. That was the ignorance of back then.
Yeah.
That's how everyone thought. You saw how it was on the court.
Right.
Because the guy had the ability to still play.
Yeah.
He was, not only did he have the ability, he was the fucking shit in the All-Star game. He won the MVP.
Yeah.
With it.
But everybody ran to their benches if he got a scratch.
Yeah, I think the league was like that too, though, right? The league was cracking that.
Yeah.
People were just ignorant. Rodman, like I said, did not give a fuck.
Yeah.
Rodman was the only one that hip-checked him.
Right.
Rodman was ready to play.
Yeah, it was just so early in the game, nobody knew, you know what I mean?
That was just the time. But now, you know what I mean? God, I love that. I met him when I did the Tonight Show.
Who?
And Magic.
I was there. I remember that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hugged him.
I didn't get to meet him.
Though. I hugged him so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he still looks the same.
Yeah.
That's dope.
And what I loved about him the most, and this is what I like when you meet your hero, is because they can either make it or break it for you. It's like, I was so in love with Magic, you know what I mean? Like, he could do no wrong. And then when you meet him, you're like, oh, God, don't break this. Don't break this dream,
right,
man. Don't make this. Don't break whatever it is that I thought you were, and he did it. He was actually more than that.
Oh, wow.
You know, more than, dude, he promised me he was going to take a picture with me at the end of the show, and he did. They were ready to leave, and he waited for me because I had to do these, the station identifications with Jay.
Yeah.
And his segment was already done. So, you know, when the show's already over, you know how you see, like, Jay Leno and, like, a guest go, hey, you're watching NBC in Kansas City. Thank you for watching. Tonight's guest, Alanis Morissette, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You have to do those station IDs.
Yeah.
And we did, like, 12 of them or something like that. magic waited for me to get done with that. And then here's the best part. You ready? I go, and you know how every parent lies. They always ask for, like, something.
Sure.
I asked Magic Johnson, I go, my son would love an autograph. You know goddamn well that was my son was like maybe five. I don't even remember how old Joe was.
Plus, you both had the same name, so.
Yeah, and, yeah, exactly. So it was going to be anyway. And he goes, oh, yeah. And I was going to have him sign something, like just a piece of paper. He goes, no. I'm going to sign a picture of us, and I'll make sure to mail it to you. And they took a picture of us, and he had his guy go, make sure you remember that. And he made a copy of that picture, and he signed it and mailed it to my agency.
That's so dope. Cool.
That's awesome.
The thing about Magic is he always had that smile.
Always.
Even through all that, you know, everything he went through,
yeah.
The smile was just big and infectious, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It goes a long way, man.
It was real, too.
Yeah.
When I saw that thing on Bird and Magic, that was the one thing that Bird said. Bird was like, I'm trying to find the back out, the back exit. I'm trying to find my way out so no one knows, you know, that I left the building. And Magic always had to go through the front door where everyone was standing. It was like, that was just Magic.
Yeah.
He had to go out. He had to hug everybody on the way to the bus. He had to high five. I wish more players were like that. I don't understand what the separation is. Is that a cool factor? Are you just being cool? Like, when you're a child and you play a pickup game with your friends,
yeah.
Don't you, like, 3, 2, 1, and shoot, and then pretend to look at the audience and want to, like, high-five everyone? I do that when I play with my son.
Yeah.
My son does it. At what point does that stop?
Well, I think...
Like, when does it become, like, this shot, and all of a sudden they look like they didn't do anything? They just look half-dead? You see that, like, when they hit, like, a game-winning shot,
Kevin Durant style.
And there's no expression on their face.
I think
look, go 3, 2, 1, go
3, 2, 1,
and cheer. Joe. No emotion.
That's what Kevin Durant did when he hit that big three in the Cavs game in Cleveland.
Kalen, all of them do. All of them do. All of them. Every basketball player, for some reason, has to do this thing where they think, like, it's cool to not react or have any emotion on their face. It's so dumb.
But I think
only play for the players on the court. Like, they all hug each other. What happened to the day? You remember when LJ would go up into the crowd? Remember Larry Johnson? Dude, you remember that?
Yeah.
Remember when they would run out to the crowd and...
Yeah.
Dude, what happened to that? At what point did it become serious?
Well, I think the one thing where they get the stone face after the shot, I think it's supposed to be this. I do this all the time. That's supposed
fuck
to be
out of here.
That's what I know they don't, but that's what it's supposed to be.
It's stupid, dude.
I just think they're generally not those people.
They're not.
Magic would have been that guy, regardless. If he played basketball or not.
Dude, when Magic Johnson hit a game-winning shot, he let everybody know he just hit a game-winning shot.
Oh, so what you're saying is that you just don't think they're that enthusiastic type people. Like, they don't show emotion like that.
Yeah.
No,
Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying Magic is legit that dude, but I don't think those dudes
are that.
They're not that dude.
To say that they're just emotionally no emotion.
That's how they're trained to react.
No,
and they
took
that out of them.
No, it's an act.
That's
for sure.
An act. 100% that's an act. There's no way all of them could be the same fucking person. All of them have no emotion. Come on.
So there's nobody with that
emotion.
It's
an act. They're all. Bro, have you seen these NBA players? Have you seen how they shoot and act?
No.
Go watch it. So before your opinion, go watch it, and then you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the most out there player right now.
Jeremy Lin, who I love the most. Jeremy Lin, when his game-winning shot against Toronto.
Yeah.
Remember that? When he called the whole offense out,
hit
that game-winning shot.
Yeah.
What'd he do? Everyone's hugging him and high-fiving him. They turn into zombies. Get the fuck out of here.
I do think it's by design, though. It's not like...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What is that? No, what?
It's supposed to be, I do this all the time. That's
I know,
supposed.
But it's dumb. It's dumb. Stop.
Steph Curry responds. Yeah. He reacts.
I love that.
He reacts.
Yeah, you should. Here's the thing, NBA athletes. you only have a small window to enjoy these opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
You better fucking seize it, man. Because when you get to about 60, you're going to miss that moment when you hit that game-winning shot and you look like you're dead in the face. And all your kids are like, oh, why were you a zombie that fucking day? You just won the game, Dad.
Right. Oh, it's what we did back then.
Shut the fuck up. You ever see Michael Jordan hit a game-winning shot? He let everybody know he hit that game-winning shot, bro.
For sure. For sure.
That's what you do.
For sure. Yeah.
I don't know. Just like I do it on stage. I get a good set, I'm letting everybody know.
Yeah.
Did you like that? I did.
Yeah. Love what you do and be enthusiastic about that shit, right?
What is this whole thing? People.
But I think the other point that you brought up about, like, you know, kind of like the separation between fans, I think sometimes it's 82 games, it's a long game, long season.
Yeah.
And you're spending every day in the media, you're spending every day around people. And I know you signed up for that, but sometimes you want some privacy, right?
What does that have to do with the game-winning shot? I'm sorry, Trey.
No, because the other point you made was the separation between fan and
oh, okay. Yeah. I understand that to an extent. Like, when they put their suits on and their headphones on and they're walking to the bus, I get it. Like, hey, yo, I need my time.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
On that court, though?
Right.
No, bro. Yeah. You are hired help. You're hired help.
Ooh, that's a bit.
No,
that's a bit hard.
Don't dig into it.
I'm
like
not
that.
Digging into it.
Don't
it's
dig into
it
like that. Don't
that's
don't read into what I'm my words.
Don't there's read nothing, into your words.
There's
words
no derogatory. I'm not saying
words
anything derogatory.
Everything.
What I'm okay. Bad choice of words. Jesus Christ! Is this what we live in now? Bad choice of words, Trey. What I'm saying is LeBron. When people break down LeBron James's contract, they break it down to the actual minute. Do they not?
Yes.
It's something like $1,800 a minute.
Yes.
I mean, that is what happens. When you walk into that, you have a job and a responsibility.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, man. Without those fucking people, you don't make $1,800 a minute. You don't.
Okay. What
I'm saying is, at that point in time, you are there to entertain those fans.
Absolutely.
It is sports entertainment.
Absolutely.
Nobody is like, I'm not going to start a business and go, man, I'm going to start this one business. And I need two guys to just play one-on-one. Just for the fuck of it. I got a parking lot here, and I just need you guys to play basketball. No one's going to fucking
but
do
are,
that business.
But
no
people...
one's going to hire those guys other than the NBA and other than the audience that is embedded in that NBA system.
But do you think that the audience has changed to where they are entertained by that? Maybe they're entertained by a dude going...
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That was good. That was real. That was better than mine.
Are they entertained by that?
Do yours, Caleb. 3, 2, 1. And damn, that was good too. Yeah. That's it right there.
That's a 4-point play right
That's
there.
That's a 4-point play. All right, Chase, ready? 3, 2, 1. Bang.
It's air ball.
I don't know what
he looks high as fuck.
I think he's wondering why he's on the court. Why am I on the court? I'm sorry if I said hired help. I think what you all I'm saying is you've been hired to do something.
To do a job.
Employees.
Which is entertain.
Right.
I'm sorry, man.
Right. But I'm just
back
saying.
In the 80s, those motherfuckers were entertainers, man. They played for the fans, man.
But I think the entertainment has changed.
Okay.
I mean, if you go to music,
you're right.
They're zombies too.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
kids, right. Kids are entertained by
Dead people.
Kids are entertained by dead people.
They are entertained by dead people.
Right?
You're right.
I mean, it's changed.
My son likes this one rapper. I'm not going to say his name because I just don't want to put it out there. He sounds dead. He sounds asleep. He brags about sleeping.
Yeah.
And he sounds asleep. And it's dumb.
Yeah.
And he raps about things that puts him to sleep.
Yeah.
And I fall asleep while listening to him.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking dumb.
And Lil Joe loves it.
I sound like an old man.
And Lil...
My son loves it. My son's like, I'm a that. Take a nap. It's so dumb.
I think character scares people. It's challenging. Ooh. If you present your character, who you are,
yeah,
it's challenging for people to consume.
Ooh.
I like those people. Some people always find a reason to hate those people.
You know what? I think you're right, because Steph Curry, a lot of people don't like the way he celebrates. They think he celebrates too much.
And
it's like, how could you not
like the shimmy?
Like the way somebody
celebrates. How do you not like that? I love it, man.
Yeah. No, that's true. I think you're right.
But
you saw his game the other night, too. He went full
Steph
Curry.
This. Yeah,
he was going off.
Yeah. I think the sports themselves are responsible for that. There's a reason why it got less fun for some people. You know what I mean? And when they say you can't showboat anymore, when you can't dance or do whatever.
Well, remember last year.
Oh, go ahead.
NFL, they loosened up on the rules, and then everyone was doing the crazy different.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, remember last year they were like, all right, we're going to loosen up on the on the touchdowns, and they're doing awesome. Duck, goose. And, you know,
and I love it.
Yeah, and they were doing
it.
But I'm not seeing that anymore. This year, it's like they got them all out of their system.
Yeah, I
want to
see football players that can also be cheerleaders. That's what that is. You know what I mean?
You
get some enthusiasm. I love
you know
that
what,
shit.
I went to a Clippers game last week.
Okay.
And the NBA has become like a dinner party. Like the fans, the fans are even that way.
Yeah, you're
it's
right.
It's like a social event.
Because
it's
everyone's like, dead now. I'm not joking.
Yeah, yeah.
It's dead.
It's like a social event. It's not even.
I'm telling you, I know exactly what you're talking
about.
You
go to an NCAA
But I
game?
Will say that. I will say this. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Dre.
No, good.
LA fans are have a tendency to be that way.
Okay.
Maybe they show up late and they leave way too early.
Yeah.
And I've noticed
beat the traffic.
When you go to Golden State, you see they stay, bro.
Yeah, they rock out.
And they get there early. I went to a Golden State. I went to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And bro, that place was rocking, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
Rocking.
You're right.
I mean, they were there an hour before the game, and they were an hour after the game. I'm not joking, man.
No, that's true.
That's an event.
No, because they party outside.
They party outside.
They have a DJ outside.
Yep.
They throw a full-on party outside.
Oh, wait, you went to the playoffs,
I went to
too.
The playoffs last year, yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
They throw a party outside.
He knows what I'm talking about. And you know what else they do? People that can't go in are outside.
The whole game.
Waiting. Out, not even inside to watch the game. They're outside. That's how much love, like, other cities give
Maybe
the
that
teams.
Is an L.A. thing. Yeah,
it
yeah,
is,
yeah, yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I see it. It's, like, a lot of, like, posturing. It's a lot of, like... Mm. I just want people to see me walk to the floor. Let me, you know, pretend to shake hands and hug a ball player. all right, and then leave. Motherfucker, you weren't even here for the game. You were here for the camera. You were here to showboat in front of people and then hug and then leave. And it's just, it's dumb.
Yeah.
It's a lot of showboating here. It's like that at MSG, too. But when you go to those other cities like Oklahoma or Seattle where we had a team.
Yeah.
Bro, those people, they live and breathe that shit. I mean, when they say we bleed blue in Seattle, we bleed blue, man. For real.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The problem with it is the city just can't be too big.
I think it's the city.
It's the city?
It's L.A.
Like
is a very...
urban areas, right? Or is it this?
I just think it's L.A. or New York. It's just that's what it's all about. That's the culture here. It's all about posturing and... Who's who, and
you know what'll be interesting is when the Warriors move to San Francisco next year, and it's just even though it's just across the bay, like it's a whole
they play in Oakland, huh?
It's a whole different feel.
It is a whole different feel. You're right.
So that's gonna be
that is gonna be crazy.
Yeah, to see if it changes.
Yeah,
it's a different. It's just a different element.
Yeah, we went to the Giants game, and that's right in the heart of San Francisco. And that was I threw the first pitch out there.
Were they pretty well?
Or I said play ball.
Yeah.
Nah, they love it, man. Love
it. It's magic when you're within a town that feels it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When the ripples of the event creep out into the streets.
Yeah.
That's a good feeling, man.
Is it because LA has so many transplants though? Like so many people that aren't actually if Seattle has a team, a lot of the fans are Seattle natives.
Yeah.
Tacoma natives.
I think LA has those fans, but I think that there's just so many people with money, and there's so many people that like that use that as a tool to promote themselves.
Yeah.
Get what I mean?
Yeah.
The real fans are at the 300, 400 level.
Got you.
And if the whole stadium was filled with those cats, which it would fill,
yeah,
It's just we
like
live
the guys at the Dodger game that had the K shirt.
Bro,
they were up there wilding like they were.
Dre and I went to the championship, right? Mm-hmm. The one where it went 13. I think I talked about
this. Yeah, we talked about it on last episode.
But, and of course, you know, Dre and I were sitting in the, you know, the prime box. So that's where I sit. I sit two rows from the field. You know what I mean? Only because they were out of seats in the front row. But that's, we're not talking about that. You know what I mean? We're talking about the real fans. And, bro, Dre looked up and I looked up. They were up at the top, bro, by the lights. The Field of Dream lights, the ones that Kevin Costner mm-hmm. knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
That, those lights. And they had these shirts they made at home.
Yeah.
There was 10 of them.
Wow.
Big L.A. shirts. You could tell they made them at home.
Yeah.
Going crazy. Like, they don't have anything to do but stay here all night. Like,
yeah.
It's warmer here. You know what I mean? Bro, we were just like, those are some fans right there. Those are real fans right there, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love that, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe, am I talking too much?
No.
It's real, right? Like, that's what that is, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if it's society breeding that or the other way around, if the sports is breeding society that way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like
hard,
it. Where did it come from? Where did that hardcore come from? I think it was that era 90s. when Jermaine, what was his name? Jermaine.
Dupri?
Shut up. Shut up.
If you're listening at home,
no.
I know nothing about sports.
No, you don't have to explain that. You don't have to explain that. Everyone knows. He does this all the time. It's for attention. He literally does this for attention. I'm sick of it. I've been calling him out on it. Have you noticed I've been calling him out on
it? Yeah, you've been calling
He asked him for a bottled water. We're on our bus, by the way. I'm taking the bus to Brea for some shows, and we're doing the pod here. And you know, we're in the living room area of the bus, and we're doing the pod, and there's a refrigerator right here. And I get up to get a water, and Chase looks at me and goes, "Hey, can you get me a water too?" And I go, "Fuck you, no. I'm not doing that alpha male shit. You're not going to be alpha male on me." And I was right by the fridge. I go, "Can you get me a water?" And he got up and got me a water. I'm tired of it.
Did you alpha male me?
Yeah. It's time for you to get alpha male.
Alpha male.
Alpha male. You've just been alpha maled. I'm telling you guys, at work, do it. Do it. Exercise your alpha male. Alpha female. Do it. Just alpha someone.
Yeah.
Don't let someone alpha male you. Hey, can you throw this away for me? No. But can you throw this away for me?
Ooh. That's a good one.
Fuck, what are you talking about? Throw away. What are you doing? What are you doing to where you can't get up and throw away your shit? You're going to ask somebody to throw away your shit. No, I can't throw away your shit. You got two arms.
You want
to
hear the
ask me for help. Don't ask me to throw away your shit. That's alpha male shit. Go fuck yourself.
You want to hear the most passive aggressive alpha male?
Yeah, do it.
Hey, Chase, since you're up.
Since you're up.
Right?
That's some passive aggressive subliminal alpha male bullshit.
Right?
The second somebody says, since you're up, just sit right the fuck down.
Sit the fuck down, bro. I already know when someone's about to alpha male me. Like, I see, like, just their mannerisms coming towards me. I already prepare to say no or physically put myself in a position where they can't ask me. Have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, I've done that. You ain't asking me shit. I help you when I decide to help you.
Alpha male.
Hey, can you hold the door open for me?
I'm sorry. My knuckles hurt.
Hey, would you mind just, going around filling up the gas tank?
Yeah, if you don't mind, man. I'm not going to do anything for you.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey, Joe, do you mind putting this bottle on the shelf up there for me, please?
Yeah, if I can stick a bottle up your asshole. Alpha male.
Hey, I'm in the stall next to you, and I don't have any more toilet paper. You think you can just hand me a little bit of the...
Nah, man. Just wipe your ass on the carpet like a dog. Works for my dog at home.
Alpha male. Your alpha male has a little dick on top of it.
Yeah, he's, yeah, that's a little dicky. That's a little dicky. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's a little bitter. You're right. I did take that to a dark place. I'm sorry, Kaylin.
That's okay.
Here, okay, let's start over. Let's start over. Go ahead, Kaylin.
Oh, I'm going to be really late to work today. Would you mind just telling the boss that I'm running late?
I'm so sorry. No, I mean, I think that's something you should do. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just don't be late next time.
I shouldn't be late.
Yeah. You shouldn't be late. That's true. Yeah.
It is my fault.
Yeah. Plus, I'm 10 minutes early.
Yeah.
So if I can do it, you can do it.
Right.
All right, but cool. Go ahead, Chase.
Yeah, I'm in the stall next to you, and I don't have any more toilet paper. You think you can?
Yeah, just wipe your ass on the carpet like my dog does. Okay, I'm gonna clean my asshole with this toilet paper.
All right,
yeah. That was much better, John.
That's nicer, right?
Yeah. Okay.
How about you?
Great tone.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, Joe, you mind picking up my dry cleaning?
Ooh, I do mind because it's not my dry cleaning. I'll pick up my dry cleaning. Where's your dry cleaning at?
It's right on Coldwater.
What's the name of it?
Coldwater Dry Cleaner.
Coincidentally. Mine is at Coldwater Dry Cleaner.
Yeah, so you mind just grabbing mine when you grab yours?
I can't. No, it's all good. No, I can only get mine. There's only enough room in my car for mine. I'm sorry.
That's selfish.
Oh, thanks. Alpha male. It feels good.
It does. Absolutely.
It feels good to do that.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people let... I don't know. Is it a thing? It is a thing.
Are you saying it feels good to alpha male or to deny the alpha
male? It feels good to
deny
the alpha male, and then you become the alpha male.
Oh, to absorb it.
To absorb the alpha male. I took your power, man.
Yeah.
I took your power, bro.
That's true.
I took your power. You're welcome.
It's a deflection.
Yeah.
You're welcome. A lot of times you just don't know because you think you're being a good person by...
By what? Helping?
Doing the alpha male effect.
Nah, man. Alpha male is an asshole.
You're
alpha male.
You're enabling them. Is what
you know what? Ooh. You know what alpha males do? They snicker. They love to snicker.
Like that? Like that?
Yeah. When they walk away after they just alpha male you, they do this. got them. They invented the snicker. They did. Alpha males. Don't alpha male anybody. If you're at work and you alpha male somebody, you're an asshole. You know who you are. You know who you are.
Yeah.
You know who you are. You enjoy it. You enjoy it, don't you? Well, guess what? I'm starting a little army at your place, at your work. Anti-alpha male.
Oh.
AAM. Anti-alpha male.
Am.
That's the name of my am.
Am.
I am.
Ooh.
I am.
That's empowering.
There you go.
I am. I-A-A-M. I am. You say that to yourselves. I
am.
Anti-alpha male. I am. I'm bigger than you. I'm stronger than you. I am alpha male. Two.
Like the sequel?
Yeah, the number two. It's part two. Can you turn my head? I don't know. For some reason, I'm a little.
Can alpha turn this male. Up?
Can I hear?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
So, yeah, because you're.
No, but I mean, turn my headset up.
Yeah.
No, oh, that's as loud as it goes.
Yeah. If I turn it up on here, like, yeah, it'll. Because cool. Your voice range is so varies so much.
It's weird.
Because you go real quiet sometimes, and then you go real loud other times.
Real
so
high.
It's tough to dial you in Kayla properly on a mobile.
He just doesn't want to. That's a real
alpha male. There it is. There it is.
See?
Oh. No, don't touch anything.
See?
Perfect. And then I alpha mailed him again. See that? He alpha mailed me, and I said, don't touch anything. Right back. Alpha male per alpha male. Every alpha male you give me, I give you two alpha males back. That's how I want you guys to do it at work, you guys. If someone alpha males you, you give them two alpha males back. Or don't go home. Don't go home. You stay there till you two alpha male somebody. Or two alpha female.
Yeah.
You can alpha female a male. Whatever. Just be alpha.
Be alpha.
Be alpha.
I like that.
Is that good advice?
That's great advice.
Great advice.
I alpha male Chase about 15 times a day.
Me?
Do you get him in advance?
Listen to his voice. You hear it crack?
Like
me?
Me? You
went like this. Look. You went like this. Me? I alpha male him all the time. He tries his hardest. ooh, he tries his hardest, Dre.
Yeah.
You mean
I'll have I'll have conversations with people. Uh-huh. He'll walk and stand between us. So the other person that I'm talking to has to like move their head. And then I go like this, I go, fucking move. And then he goes like this, he goes, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know. I'm like, you fucking
Does he say anything or is it just
he just stands. He just walks in between a conversation.
What is he looking at?
The trees. The stars. He's texting. It's so dumb. He does it all the time, bro. All the time. So this is what Chase and I came up with. Because we're on the road a lot. But that has nothing to do with our diet. We have been losing weight, by the way. How many pounds have you lost?
Chase? I haven't checked that. I just know I've gone down a couple pant sizes.
Okay. Nice. I lost 11 pounds.
Nice.
That's because I've been grazing a lot. And the key to losing weight, and this is my weight loss program. You ready for this, Caleb?
Yeah, let's go.
Drink a lot of agua. Mm. A lot. A friend of mine gave me the secret. You want to know what it is? Half your body weight. Okay. How much do you weigh, Dre?
215.
So then you have to drink 107 ounces of water a day.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 107 pounds.
Yeah, I thought you were
gonna say 107 pounds of water, you would die. You would die.
Got it.
107 ounces of water is what you're supposed to intake. How much do you weigh?
I don't know. Last time I checked, it was like 230.
230. Three. You need to drink 115 ounces of water.
Okay.
Okay. That's what you do. You will lose weight if you do that.
It curbs the appetite. It's how much water you're supposed to drink.
And it keeps you hydrated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you weigh, Caitlin?
About 185.
185. 92.5. Ounces of water.
That's horrible math.
No, that's right.
185?
Yeah, 92.
92.5.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Don't ever do that again, though.
He's an Asian tried to alpha male you.
You just tried to alpha male you, and then you alpha male yourself.
Alpha male himself.
Wait, I thought you said...
He said 185 and divided by 2.
90, 180. So 92, 90, 144, 145, 145. I mean 185. 185.
My bad. Can we mark that?
No. We're going to keep it here. I think people need to see that. That a college degree means nothing. People need to see that. A college degree means nothing. But he's very smart. But we all know Dre's the smartest one here. Dre's the smartest one here. Dre, listen to me. No one's questioning that you're the smartest guy here at the
pod. Give me another math problem, please.
No. You're done.
Okay. Please.
Nine times
you
eight.
Sure?
Nine times eight. I'm sorry, man. That's a rough one, man.
No, that's easy. 72. No, 72. What the fuck? I'm just really good at math. Basic math. I can go all day with math. I'll beat anyone at math, but.
We could say stereotypically good at math.
Stereotypically, nice. But it's just basic math. It's just dollars and cents. I'll fuck you up with dollars. Percentages and making money. Gotcha.
I've seen you. It's not basic. You have a gift.
Oh, I do have a gift.
You have a gift when it comes to money?
Fuck with me on money. I got you, and I will win every time. No one's questioning that you're the smartest guy in the world. Okay, so don't let this one fuck up. You know what I mean? Like, no one's going to be like, oh, God, I guess Dre's not that smart.
I just wanted another chance, but it's fine.
You want another chance?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yes.
187. See, Dre, just to stop, man. You got a degree. Don't worry. Look, his brain is itchy. Your brain is itchy. Wait, it hurts.
It's only two more than the last one.
It's only two more than the last one, man.
Just wait.
Oh, Jesus. Are you still figuring it out? It's basic math. 187.
93 and a half. No?
Yeah.
Yes!
Oh, fuck yeah.
The last one was 185! I gave you the answer. All you had to do was add. It wasn't even a full-on... There was no math involved. I gave you the answer.
I was a political science major.
Oh, that's what it was. He's so... You know he's smart, right?
Fuck, man. Yeah.
And he's also really good at being a therapist. Is the therapist... What is the therapist? Is that
psychology
the person you
major?
Talk to?
Yeah.
Who's the one you talk to?
Therapist.
The therapist, right? This dude right
here. Yeah.
now. I swear to you. You should do some type of like cool therapy, like guy.
Should, right?
No, I'm not joking. Like you know what I mean? Everyone markets a therapist as like, oh, this old chick or some old guy that I have to talk to, and it's just going to be a horrible. But no one markets it like you. Yeah. Imagine wearing like a fitted hat.
Yeah.
Some J's.
I'm
not joking.
I know.
Like, you would be a fun person to talk to. Like, I would go to you.
Like a life coach that's also a basketball coach.
Oh,
so, like, you're teaching
him
how to shoot, but you're talking about life.
That's the name of his business.
Yeah.
Coach. I'm not even... Yo, I know it's our job to try and keep this entertaining and fun. I'm being 100% with you. Every time I have a problem or if I'm going through some type of life shit, I always go to Dre. Ask Gemma. Always go to Dre. Dre available? Can I talk to Dre?
Yeah.
I'll text Dre. Can I talk to you? And he always goes, no. Because he knows. But I swear to God, we'll go forever. Man, he breaks it down, bro.
Yeah.
Yes, and he plays both sides of the fence. Just because he's best friends with you doesn't mean he's going to give you like, oh, yeah, you're right. He'll make sure to let you know, no, you're wrong here, bro.
But part of that is for liability reasons. I don't want to be responsible.
You know are you being serious that you try and find a reason to not be liable, or is it genuine?
No.
I genuinely
try to look at both sides. Yeah,
it's good.
When I'm talking to people.
I'm telling you, Chase, if you ever need someone to talk to,
done.
Bro, I swear to you, I'm talking to everybody listening right now. If you ever need someone to talk to, email Dre. I'm not joking, man. I am not joking. Watch what happens. Kayla, I'm not joking.
I know, but Dre's like, you better be joking.
Yo, can we just start having a Dear Dre segment where a fan has a question?
Oh, my God.
And they can just...
Oh, my God.
Is that a good idea?
Yes.
All right.
If you guys have something that you want to talk about, and I mean, we will screen it and stuff, but I mean, if you email us at...
AskTheKoiPond@gmail.com.
AskTheKoiPond@gmail.com. And then, of course, like, you know, in the subject, say... want to talk to Dre or
Ask
something
Dre.
Like that. Or Dr. Dre.
Dear
Dre.
Yeah.
And just, you know, like one sentence. What's on your mind? What's bothering you? You know, a couple sentences.
I'm open to that.
Yeah, a couple sentences. That's you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not too heavy. You know what I mean? We got to keep it entertaining, but watch. Watch how Dre gets down.
Yeah.
I'm not joking, dude. He's so good. I just thought I'd compliment.
Thank you, man.
And it's not Thank because you. It's not because you couldn't do basic math and I'm trying to save your face. not that at all. This
but
is a genuine compliment.
No, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know. I don't know where that comes from, but thank you.
Have you always had that skill, that skill set?
No.
Like when you used to play for, would you play for Pacific?
Yeah.
When you play for Pacific, did a lot of the players go to you to talk about stuff, like girlfriends or anything like that?
No.
So when did this come about?
And as I got older, just people, I don't know, people gravitated toward me and like told me their problems. I don't know why. I must have a face.
Was it before Gemma or was it after Gemma?
Before.
Before Gemma, you were that guy. Because she's that person too.
I know. And that's
no, true. But Gemma told me to go to Dre.
Really?
Yeah, because I would always go to Gemma and talk her ear off. And then she was like, you know who you should talk to? Dre. And then I called Dre up and then, bro, many of times I've talked to Dre.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to try that out.
He's good, man. Yeah, try it out. I'm just saying, try it out. It is good to talk to somebody, though. Yeah. I never understood this whole thing. I always thought that was an L.A. or a New York thing. Everyone always like, oh, you got to talk to a therapist. Oh, you should get therapy. You should talk. You know what? You should. It is good to let things that are inside bother you out. Just let it out.
Yeah, it makes you sick if you keep it in.
It does make you sick.
Yeah.
That's an illness. It will eat your insides, man.
Yeah.
You know what eats your inside, you guys? Stress.
Yeah.
Yo.
Stress will eat your fucking organs up. It feeds off of that. Feeds off your soul. It drains you. It poisons you. It makes you not want to do shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want that, man. It's good to hear it from another person. Just to hear it from another person. Because sometimes you might be wrong, but you're bottling up all this shit inside because you think you're right. Mm-hmm. And it's good to hear it from someone else. It really is.
Yeah.
And it's also good to hear from somebody that you don't know say something like, hey, man, you're wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know. I don't know who you are and I don't know who the other person is, but I'm telling you right now, from what you told me, you're wrong. And I'm telling you, when you hear that, bro, It does open your soul. Yeah. It opens your mind. It Absolutely. Really does.
Yeah.
And I never understood that. I always thought it was an L.A. thing. I always thought that, you know, oh, I'm in L.A. I got to have a therapist because L.A. is so stressful and I need a therapist. I really didn't.
Yeah.
I always thought that was the stereotype. Oh, I got lots of money and I just need to, I need to talk to someone. So I pay someone to talk to me. That's what I thought therapy was.
But the strange thing about sharing your problems is when you share them with someone close to you, you're never going to give them 100%.
No, you're not.
You know what I mean? Like, you're never going to give them 100%. You're always going to hold back.
You're going to hold back. You're going to hold back. Yeah. You want to be able to open up and say some shit to somebody that has to be, by law, will lose their license if they say anything about your conversation.
Yeah.
And that's what you want. You want to be able to be like, hey, man, I do this when the doors are closed and I think I'm wrong. Am I?
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be like, yeah, that's fucking disgusting. And then you walk out of there going, okay, I need help.
I need to stop that. Yeah.
And people are so comfortable in their own like circles, but it's like sometimes your circle could be toxic and you don't know that unless a stranger tells you.
Bro.
It's a very common thing.
Bro.
Because we've all been there. We've all had that.
Preach, bro. You know what I mean? Preach.
You gotta transcend that, break your reality, get to the next level of your life.
Yes.
But then it's also difficult for a friend to just be like, dude, that's fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because
they're so close to you that they're not gonna give it to you that raw. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they just don't wanna break the friendship.
They
think you're gonna be mad.
Bro. You know what I mean? Yeah, and a lot of times the friend that you talk to is like your darkest friend, too. Because, like, I can tell this motherfucker anything.
And should
they be the one that you're going to? Like, I remember I would tell this one guy everything, and then one day he was like, yo, hey, can you pull up at this Circuit City real quick? I'm like, all right. He's like, yeah, just wait in your car real quick. And he ran out of the Circuit City with shit. I'm like, yo, was I just the lookout for you, bro?
Wow.
Like, why you stole from the Circuit City?
And this is the guy you're giving your deepest, darkest secrets to?
Yeah,
that's not the right guy.
Nah.
Yeah. Bad guy. But not only that, we also surround ourselves with yes men.
Yeah.
And you can't do that. Right. You can't be honest with yourself and go, oh, you know what? Maybe I am fucked up. Let me talk to my best friend. But you know that the person that you're about to talk to is your yes man.
Is they're
going to
go.
Yeah. And you know that going in.
Yeah.
And then you talk to him. And you dump all your nasty shit. Mm-hmm. But you know in your heart that your dude is going to be like, yeah, man, fuck those people, man. Yep. They're wrong. Yep. You should be doing. And that's not what you want. You need to go to an outside source that has no idea who you are or who the person is that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the honest opinion you'll get.
Yeah. And what's crazy, sometimes when you take that time off, you can go back to those people and they've had therapy and they're a better person. Like now Circuit City guy's fucking dope. You know what I mean?
Is he really?
Like it can happen to anybody, but
did he apologize to you? Did you guys have that conversation?
I mean, he gave me like a Nintendo or whatever, but the point is.
I can see that. I can see that.
But the point is, he's at a good place now. You can tell he's like a full person. He's like a richer person. You know what I mean? And it's just
he sold all the big screens. Yeah. Of course he's rich.
That's hysterical. We need those people, by the way. I'm not going to lie, man. I'm not going to lie, bro. Hey, man, I got through some great times with dudes like that.
Oh, yeah, man.
I've had so many of those friends, and I kept them close, bro.
Yeah, man.
Those were my tight homies, man.
Yeah, man.
80% of my friends before I came out here were criminals.
Bro. Right? Bro, you know how many times I bought a computer that just happened to fall off a truck?
Right? Oh, my God.
Yeah, this TV just happened to fall off a truck when the truck took a sharp right. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I know what you're saying. Here's $250 for that 97-inch screen TV. Dude, I bought so much stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
We need people like that.
Yeah, who bought real cologne in their 20s?
No one. I didn't. All my cologne came from a duffel bag.
Yeah.
I bought Chanel No. 5 for my homie at school, man. And that shit broke in my bag, man. The whole school smelled like Chanel No. 5. Dude, my first pair of Jordans I bought from Mike Wilson. I paid like $40 for those. Bro, my first computer I bought from a homie.
Yeah, man.
And I didn't want to know, man. I felt bad, bro. I felt so bad because it's like, You could tell it was someone else.
Yeah, you turn it on, it says like Sheila 35. Yeah, bro. Who the fuck?
Nah, that's my sister's friend. Like, ah. Man. I hear this right now, man.
Remember you saw her last time you came
She's
over for barbecue. Dude.
She's got a screensaver with her kids and puppies on it.
Yeah. Oh, man. We've done so much. But we need that.
Yeah.
That's what life is, man.
Trying to get by, man. That's
Yo, man, we need that.
Yeah.
Because you know what? The everyday dude that works 9 to 5, he doesn't get to enjoy those fucking fruits. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
There's some fruits that we can't buy.
Yeah.
Like, everyone labors, but not everyone gets to enjoy the fruits.
Yeah.
You know, there's some cats that get to enjoy the nice fruits. But guess what, motherfucker? I got homies that can get them fruits for me.
I got the same
I got
you
the same fucking fruits, bro.
That's real shit.
Yeah.
I'm walking around flossing hard. Not a penny in my pocket, but you don't think I got a Gucci coat on? Because
right.
My dude knew how to break the tag.
That's so real.
Real so talk, real. Man.
So real.
Oh, my God, dude. We had so many of those. But, like, those were your homies.
Yeah.
You know how many systems I bought? And never paid regular price for them.
Oh, all of them.
You know how many jail? You know how many jailbroke systems I bought?
Oh my god, bro!
From Nintendo all the way up to like whatever, man. I'm talking like Super Nintendo. Yeah. I had that jailbroken.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was jailbroken or he just stole all the games. I can't remember, but I remember I had it and I didn't pay what them motherfuckers paid for it. But right. I had it at my house.
Right.
Right. I remember when I got the Wii, that shit was jailbroken. I had every game.
Oh, my God.
Every game that was on the shelf. And then he told me, and whatever else comes out, I'll upgrade it for you. I'll get it for you. I go, what? Paid for that whole fucking thing, man. Bought two of them. I got the X when the X came out.
Yeah.
What is it called? The Xbox?
Xbox.
Shit.
Okay,
broken. Well. That dude got... He did it, his brother and him. So the brother is working for the FBI now.
Oh, really?
The guy that started off giving you the
he was the one that was the jailbreaking all shit. These. He would jailbreak all these game consoles. He knew how to do it.
Yeah.
But he was also a genius. He was like on some Matrix shit.
Yeah.
I never met him. I shouldn't say his last name. Alan would. Yeah. He's the one that told me.
Yeah.
And Alan was like. He's like, yo, I only know his brother. His brother's still out, but I guess he passed it on to his brother on how to do it. So he knows how to jailbreak. But that's not why they got him. Uh-huh. They got him because he could read Matrix shit.
If
you went to his house, Alan said that he had like, and this is before flat screen TVs, man. This is like just big ass TVs.
Right.
And he would have a computer ripped apart where they gut it out and it was latched onto his TV.
Oh,
and then you saw the green numbers scrolling down.
What the fuck?
The green numbers and shit. And he would read it. And he could read it.
He could read it.
That code.
Wouldn't that be crazy? You're sitting in a room with a guy reading that code. He's like giggles.
No.
And you're like, what?
No. That's what he was doing.
Something? Oh,
you
my
see,
God.
You see paintings.
Yeah.
He saw green numbers going up and down.
Wow.
You see a house with people walking in it. He sees green numbers and letters going scrolling down.
Wow.
That's what he saw.
That's right.
And he did that. So he got busted by the FBI. So... I guess the FBI, I don't know.
They're like, hey, you're pretty good. Why don't you just come work for us?
No.
It happens, though.
No, that's what happened. No, that's what happened. Wow. They SWAT teamed his fucking place because he tapped into some Pentagon shit. Real talk. This is all real, man.
Wow.
You can ask Alan. You know Alan.
Yeah.
You can ask Alan. I'll introduce you to Alan. He'll tell you. It's the truest of truest stories, man.
Wow.
Now, he's gone. No one, they can't even talk to him anymore.
That's dope.
It's like some Men in Black shit.
Bro, it's like the last Starfighter.
No, bro, it's like some Men in Black shit. It's like they found him.
Oh, like they found him?
They found him. Oh, there, we found one. He's in Glendale, California. Let's go. Lights.
Took him
option.
Away.
So you haven't seen him since
option.
Then?
Option. Life in prison or you work for us? What's the deal?
Bro.
Wow.
Done.
He's probably in a tank, like on Minority Report, where there's like those three people that are.
I'm just saying, and I hope nothing happens to me because you know what I mean. But
that's crazy.
That's real, man. Alan told me that story. It's crazy. So if you're going to, hey, FBI, if you hear this and you're screening this, I never met him. Alan did. I'm just repeating a story, bro. I didn't have anything to do with this shit. All I bought was a Wii, an Xbox, and two PS3s.
I'm a consumer.
I'm a consumer, man. Take me to jail for that. It was so funny because I think his brother only knew enough knowledge to carry to like the PS3, mm-hmm. and then I think when the PS4 came out, like I don't think he knew how to do it anymore. I think his brother only gave him enough knowledge to work on that shit. Yeah. I'm not joking.
That's crazy. Did you guys? Did he everybody wasn't look the at genius. Him differently?
Huh?
Did everybody look at him different? Like after when he couldn't do the PS4, did you just kind of go?
I think it all just fell off. Like, oh, really? I don't even know if you could. I don't even know if you could do that anymore. If you could break those open jail.
Is that around the time when they started like putting more security?
Yeah, I think they put more security into it. But man, I had every game. And any game that came out, he was like, gotcha. What do you want? Call of Duty? Hold on. He blinked his eye. Now check it. Who did it? Who did it? If you're listening right now, who didn't have a jailbroken console?
Anything. I mean, or a phone.
Or
something.
A phone, bro.
Something.
Oh, my God, dude. Ah. I did feel bad, though. I had so much stolen shit, man.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I feel bad now.
I felt bad when I watched the commercials. Like, you wouldn't steal a car, would you?
Not yet. But if this Nordstrom rack don't work out... I mean, if they could fix that VIN number.
Hey, you guys, we got a new sponsor. You're gonna love this one, Chase. Oh, you already love it indirectly.
I do.
Yes, man. SquattyPotty.com.
Oh my god,
I know,
bro. I love that thing.
Tell them about it.
Okay, look. First of all, uh-huh. there's a reason why in other countries they don't have the same bowel problems that we have in America. Mm. It's because they are taking a dump the correct way.
Yeah. Mm.
We're not.
Tell them how they're taking it.
We're behind the game. You're supposed to be perched like a gargoyle when you take a dump.
Yeah. You ever see a gargoyle?
I have seen a
gargoyle.
Yeah.
You see how they squat? Like,
yeah.
You need to squat.
Ah.
What you're doing, Dre, is you're just sitting. You're sitting on your own poop.
Compressing my colon.
Yeah. Exactly. You need to squat. And the best way to squat is you buy this device. It's called a Squatty Potty. Yeah. It's just a little step that sits in front of your toilet.
Mm-hmm.
I get into character. I've said this before. Yeah. I stand naked on top of my little squatty potty step, and I squat down and let it go. And let the games begin.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
It's animalistic, bro.
It is.
But it's natural. It feels so natural. And that's the way we should be doing it, right?
Yeah, man.
I need to order one of those. Where
check this out, too. You know, one thing that they also make is a foam cleaner.
What?
Yeah, so when you go to the bathroom, you ever want to wet your napkin?
Bro, I do that all the time.
You wet the napkin?
I wet the napkin. I need it to be clean.
Yeah, they got this foam that you spray on the napkin, uh-huh. and it's basically better than a wet wipe. You know why?
I'm sold on that.
You know why?
Why?
Because wet wipes, you can't flush. It'll plug your plumbing.
Yeah, that's what they say.
You would just squirt some of this on your toilet paper, wipe your butt.
What is it? What's that?
I don't know. It's just a foam cleaner that they also have over at Squatty Potty. If you want to get it, man, get it all on SquattyPotty.com. And when you do that, I want you to do this. SquattyPotty.com/podcast. And you're going to get 15% off your purchase.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah. Go do that now and poop correctly. I love you guys. Hey, you guys, it's Joe Coy from the Coy Pond. If you like my show, then you're going to love John Taffer. That's right, John Taffer, No Excuses, on Podcast One. You know who John Taffer is from Bar Rescue? Well, check out his podcast, No Excuses, on Podcast One. That's right, John Taffer, No Excuses, on Podcast One. Go check it out. Check it out. If you're trying to watch, I don't know, old movies, old TV shows, whatever it is, there's a new streaming platform out there called Pluto TV. That's right. Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. You can get anything you want. You want to watch kung fu flicks. You want to watch comedies. You want to watch whatever it is. Whatever you can think of, they have it. Dude, it's so cool, man. You just download the app. Just go to your phone apps, download Pluto TV, and you can watch over 100 TV channels, over 1,000 movies, all of them on demand, and completely free. That's right. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't need to even sign up. You just download the app, and it's free. It's that easy. What are you waiting for? Look at your phone right now and just download Pluto TV. Never pay for TV again. Just download Pluto TV. You can download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, and anywhere else you stream. If you stream it, then you got to get Pluto TV. That's right, Pluto TV.
It'd be funny when that.
Kalen is being quiet. Kalen is like, I have nothing to do with it.
You know why? Because he's thinking about his set.
That's exactly.
Oh my God, we haven't even talked about that. Oh shit, Chase.
What's up?
So we haven't even talked about that.
We haven't, man.
So what's going on right now is we are on our way to Brea, California, where I broke a record. 16 sold-out shows, 16 straight sold-out shows.
Sold out 10 months ago.
Sold out 10 months ago, but that's...
Gangsta shit.
Yeah, man, crazy. And this is the new Brea. It's like 600 seats each show. So and this is kind of cool because Kalen and Dre... They said a long time ago on one of the episodes, I think I could do it. I think I could do stand-up.
Is that how it went?
And I go, oh, really?
It definitely wasn't that cocky.
And then Kayla goes, yeah, I mean, what is it, talking? I go, wow. I go, wow, Kalen. He goes, I've done it before. I can do it again.
Oh, my God.
I go, okay, Kalen. I go, well, you can't look at a paper. And you got to have 5 minutes solid. Oh, okay, well. I didn't know it was 5 minutes. I definitely could do it when he found out how many minutes. He goes, oh, I didn't know it was just only 5 minutes. Well, then, yeah, I could definitely do it. And then Dre goes, I could do it too. I could do it as well. I go, you have to do 5 minutes minus four. He goes, hold on. Let me see. What is that? So 2 minutes? This motherfucker doesn't know math. So I told Dre, I don't know why I do that voice. I'm sorry.
Dre, that was pretty close. Actually.
It was pretty close. Dre, talk.
Yeah, it was pretty close.
It was pretty close. That's good. Come on, Chase.
That was good.
That's not my man. Is it?
Do I sound that nasally?
Do I sound that nasally? Say something. Go.
Oh, man. The cat walked down the street.
I got your voice, Chase. So Dre said he's going to do it. 5 minutes.
Yep.
Kalen said he'll do it. 5 minutes. So what do you think we should do, Chase? Should we just eeny, meeny, miny, mo? Because we can't do both of them.
We can't?
Oh, wait. We have two shows.
We have two shows.
We can put one up on the first show and one on the second show. Now Kalen's really turning red.
I think I've been red.
Because he just wants to.
Now my stomach just dropped.
He just wants to draw. Because I said we're going to draw sticks or draw straws for it.
Chris was supposed to be here, so we were going to do Chris, like a one-third chance.
He just increased the odds because he didn't show up.
He didn't
was a one-in-three chance. But now it's 50-50 shot. But now I'm thinking we got two shows. The only reason why you would draw straws is to see who goes up first. Or do we just do one show, one guy? You guys pick. What do you think, Chase? Should we put one guy on each show?
I think they both want to go up.
Oh. Kayla, do you want to go? I think Dre wants to go up. It looks like Dre.
I kind of worked on it, so I mean. I kind of.
This guy's ready to do his 30-minute special over here. Half-hour comedy.
I mean, you put in the work.
Yeah, I've rehearsed it a bunch.
And where? Where are you guys rehearsing and putting in the work? Where did you put in the work, Kaylin?
In my bedroom.
Your bedroom. What an honest response. Would you line up a bunch of teddy bears on the pillows?
I have a dog. I did it for my dog.
A dog that doesn't speak English.
I did it for Ringo a couple times. I had one of those little lint rollers.
Yeah? A lint roller? That was your microphone? It said Glad on it. Dre, where'd you practice? Where'd you put in work?
Bathroom mirror.
I just laughed at snot came out. These, Chase, did you hear these two?
I heard it.
I put in work. I'm ready.
I mean, no. I didn't say I was ready.
But you said put in work. That's not work. You can't stand in front of the mirror. There's no room for error. I mean, in front of the mirror, you can mess up and not even correct yourself.
I know when I'm messing up. Yeah.
No, you do not. You know you're messing up when no one's laughing.
I wasn't laughing. I was like, this shit's not funny. But I'm going to do it anyway.
You're going to do it. So you got 5 minutes. You know what that means, right? Do you know what 5 minutes is? Do you know when to get off at 5 minutes?
No.
Okay, I'm going to teach you right now. When you see the light turn on, you're going to see a flashlight at the back of the audience. When that turns on, you have 30 seconds to get off stage. Or I can make it 1 minute. You have 1 minute to get off stage.
Or there's a timer in the back and you can see how long you're on stage.
I wouldn't look at that if I were you.
Yeah. Sometimes they don't forget not to look at that. Sometimes they forget to turn it on.
You're
don't
not a skilled that. Professional like Chase and I. I can look at the goddamn thing, count backwards for an hour, and it won't affect me at all. That's me just ignoring all kinds of shit. But if you look at it, you're going to hate your life. Because each tick, you're going to make it, it's going to sound in your head. Every time the second goes, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then you're like, that's only been a minute. 59. 58. 57. Is that as fast as it goes? So if I were you, don't look at that clock.
All right, I'll go with the light.
Go with the light.
I'll go with the light.
The clock is going to be off.
How do
your
you
left.
Know when it's over? When it's fully over, do they just like flash?
We'll flash you.
Flash
and if you
light,
don't get
that's
off,
when to get the fuck off.
If you don't get off after we flash you, after we flash you once, you're going to see a guy clicking it really fast like a strobe light.
Yeah.
That means
get the fuck off.
Yeah, you're really bad. Get the fuck off the stage. No, you're
it doesn't
not.
Mean you're bad.
It doesn't mean you're bad. It just means
hurry it up.
Yeah, hurry it up because we have a show to
wrap it up.
Yeah,
yeah.
Are you ready?
No, but I'm going to do it.
Oh yes. Shit. So what's the deal?
That's a good answer. I love
so what's
that
the
answer.
Deal? Are you guys both going up then? Show one, show two?
What do you think?
Yeah. I mean.
Are you guys listening to this? Everybody
Kaylin,
in.
Kaylin doesn't even want to choose for it anymore. He just wants.
No, no. Now we're going to choose. All right. Who wants to go up first show, second show? Or do you want to draw straws for it?
Do you have a preference?
Wow, this is the.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest. I'd rather go second just to see how you.
You know
do.
What? Can well, I just say?
Here's my problem. Here's my problem. My anxiety is already kicking in.
Yeah, mine's already. Mine's been kicking in all day today.
And I'm sweating profusely, and I'm probably gonna have a cocktail. And if I wait till the second show, I'll probably have 8.
Okay.
And I'll be fucked up, and it'll be
yeah.
Over.
Don't
so
do
it
that.
So it sounds like so it makes like a plan. You first,
yeah.
Then you.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
That sounds. That yeah. sounds.
That
good
was some
to me.
Alpha male shit that you just said right there. That was good. That was good. That was good, bro. You're playing.
Did
chess.
I get alpha male?
You like you're playing chess, and you're the strong black pieces. That's a good chess, bro. You're good. When you said anxiety, and I started feeling for you, and I was yeah. like, Uncle Brian. I started feeling for you, but then I saw what you did.
Yeah.
I saw what you did. You know what's crazy, Chase, is it was my childhood dream to be a stand-up comedian. Mm-hmm. I lived, breathed stand-up. I watched stand-up. I slept stand-up. I tried to walk and talk stand-up.
Yeah.
And the minute I got out of high school, it took me – it took everything in my gut to try and go up on stage. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And this is a kid that's dreaming about it. These two dudes are ready to go.
No.
We are not ready to go.
But if I was in this situation right now on this couch,
yeah.
And it's old me, I would find an excuse to not go up.
Like old
and it's
you.
My dream.
Yeah.
This is my passion. At 10, I was dreaming of it. And if I was in this situation right now, You know what I mean?
But we've made excuses for 9 months.
No, you haven't, because we never gave you an opportunity. This is the first. True. This is the first time we've ever offered a stage to you, and you guys are both willing to go up. Like, if this situation was presented to me, either Kaylin or Dre, if I was either one of them, I'd be like, let's draw straws to see who goes today, tonight. And then whoever goes up tonight, then the other person has to go up the next night. Like, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
I'll try and find a way to not go up.
Yeah, man, what was the last day? Sunday? I'll come back Sunday.
I'll come back Sunday. Literally. But these guys are both like, cool with it. Not one argued about, yeah, I'll go. I mean, I've been, Dre even says, I've been running through it.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive, man.
Really?
Yeah. Don't you think, Chase?
I'm very impressed by that.
I'm not trying to be funny. Yeah, I'm just spitting out facts right now. Like, what you guys, both of you, are doing, I commend you. Very. This is, I'm respecting you highly. Because the old me, when I first started stand-up, guaranteed I would have tried to find an excuse right now. If I was one of these two guys, I'd be like, yo, man, let's paper, scissors, rock. Mm-hmm. Oh God, can I come back Sunday? I swear.
Yeah. No, me too.
I am a little nauseous though.
Yeah. Well, I will say this, Dre. I will say this about Dre. Kaylin, the reason why I'm not saying anything about you is because your face is completely red. So I know you're nervous. But Dre has a whole upper lip stash filled with water. That is the wettest I've ever seen his upper lip.
That's dope.
You see it?
Yeah, you and Whitney Houston got the same sweat pockets.
Same
sweat pockets, bro.
You could shave that right now with your fingers.
You should feel my hands right now.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
that's awesome, man. Word of advice. I'll give one tip. You ready? This is my only tip.
Go.
Everyone in that audience wishes they could do what you're doing.
That's a lot of the motivation behind doing it. Like, I'm scared shitless, and I was thinking about maybe trying to find an excuse to get out of there, but, I mean, like, how many people would kill to, like, get what I'm getting right now? There's so many people out there that would kill to do what I'm
about to do.
Yeah,
but what I'm also saying is, even the people that don't want to do stand-up, just be able to public speak.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Just to be able to go in front of people and just give the toast to the best man. You know how hard that is for some people?
Yeah,
they have to drink 15 drinks just to do that.
Yeah.
And that's entertaining and fun. That's just, you know what I mean? But
there's
people that can, and I'm telling you, everyone in that audience wishes they could do what you guys are about to do. So that was the best advice this one comedian gave me.
Yeah.
He's like, just always remember that. Everyone in that audience wishes they could do what you're doing right now. So go up there with that kind of confidence in your head. Like, just remember that.
Yeah.
That they wish they could do what you're doing. Make that, own that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at them and go, yeah, you wish you could do this, but you can't, huh?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it comes out a lot stronger. And people feel, we are animals, man.
Yeah.
When you show that confidence on stage, the people in the audience feel it. Like, oh, shit, okay, yeah, this guy's got it. He's got it. They'll look to other people. Oh, he got it. He's just listen to him. He got it.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just my one.
Confident. That's confident. Part two of that. Confident.
Confidence and the fact that everyone in the audience, that's so important that you got to know that. Keep that in your head. Know that everyone in that audience wishes they were on stage with a microphone being able to talk in front of strangers because they can't.
Yeah.
They all say the same shit when they go home. Dude, I would die if I was up there. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I wouldn't know what to do. So, just keep that in mind. That's mine. What's yours?
Mine would be have fun. And if you're not having fun, make it look like you're having fun until you're having fun. Because 90% of it is this guy's having fun, then they're having a good time. Because we're empathetic creatures. You know what I mean? So if you just look like you're having fun, that goes a long way.
Right. I love that.
Good?
Yes. I love that.
Like, how many times have you not wanted to go up, but you're up there, and then you start having fun? Like,
you make yourself
have fun. Yeah. And then you're actually having fun.
Yes, man. And the people love it.
Yeah. And then you love it.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Good advice. This is a good episode, man.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed this.
Yeah.
And we will tell you the outcome on the next episode.
Yeah.
Am I right, Kaylin?
Absolutely.
So the next episode, we're going to follow up on what happened. We went to Brea, California on the bus. That's where this pod took place.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about a lot of good things.
Yeah.
How to alpha somebody else's alpha.
Remember to email your Dear Dre questions to askthekoipond@gmail.com.
Yes, and ask Dre your questions, and we'll answer them. And then you know what else? Enjoy your moments. If you want to celebrate like a zombie, then go ahead and do it. But I'm telling you. I'm telling you. When you look back 20 years from now, you're going to be like, why did I look like The Walking Dead when I celebrated that moment? Just enjoy it, man. Pump your fists. Scream at the audience.
Hug your friends.
Go crazy, man. You did something that no one can do. Like you, the fact that you're playing at the highest level of competition, it's a billion to one chance that you were even on that floor. And then it's another billion to one chance that you were the one chosen to hit that shot to win the game. Bro, celebrate that moment.
That's real shit.
Embrace that moment. Yeah. Smile.
Yeah.
No one, you know, oh my God, dude. That's a childhood dream come true. And everyone in that audience that paid wishes they were you. And that's all I'm saying. And look how they're cheering. They're not even fucking playing, man. That's all I'm saying. Do that in life. Anything that you want to do can happen. If you put your mind to it, if you believe in it, if you're passionate and driven, it'll happen. And that's what's about to happen tonight. We got two guys that are about to go up on stage and conquer a fear. And it's going to be amazing to watch. And I guarantee it, they're going to kill. You want to bet on it?
Nope.
Yeah. I'm not going to bet on it either. This is a 50-50 shot, man. Yo, that was fun, you guys.
Yeah.
Chase, you're a joy. Dre, I love you.
Love you,
bro. Kalen, you're the best, man.
Love you, Joe.
This is the Koi Pond, guys. You guys. We're out. Love you.
That was a good-ass episode. That was good. Are we still recording? That was good.
I had no time, so I would make a way. Yeah. Now who'd have thought that she would walk away from me? I'm sleeping on her, now I'm wide awake. Damn, I missed the days when she would say she needs me. If I had the time with you again, I would like to be way more than friends. Girl, if you give me a second chance.